Tomb 10, 9, and 34. These three females' tombs contained single burials, distinguished by the accompanying vessels and rich graves goods. Tomb 10, at the top left and shelf below. The cinerary urn, A, and accompanying vase. B, decorated with cords motifs. Have a lid with a socket in the shape of an animal, horse, or dog. They are made of dark ceramic and polished on the surface, in imitation of Etruscan Baccaro. Also, the shape and decorations recall patterns from southern Etruria. This is a unique case in the necropolis. The accompanying vase on the inside contained a dipper cup. These vessels, used for the consumption of wine, could have contained ritual offerings of drink for the deceased. Among the grave goods, typically female, there are three navicella-type brooches made of bronze and a ceramic spindle whorl, as well as a variety of bronze objects, including toiletry implements, a belt buckle, fragments of bracelets, appliques and studs of various shapes. A silver object with a basket profile stands out, possibly a hair fastener. Tomb 9, right shelf. The cinerary vessel B, coming from the Etruscan area, is painted with horizontal bands and concentric circles. The bowl used as a lid is decorated with white painted motifs inspired by products from the zone of Volterra, located in the vicinity of Pisa. The accompanying amphora, A, has a decoration of incised pendants with impressed small roses. The motif of small roses also appears on the bottom of its bowl lid. The grave goods, in addition to the navicella-type brooch, typical of females' tombs, consisted of bell-shaped studs, chains, and bronze bracelets. Tomb 34, displayed on the bottom. Inside the accompanying vase B, there was a small cup, called Kylix, made of Etruscan Baccaro. The grave goods included, in addition to three ceramic spindle whorls, numerous bronze objects, an ornamental disc, bracelets with open ends, hemispherical studs, a belt buckle, and fragments of a brooch.